I'm Alive to Thrive weekly blog, Dads Matter, So Do You, posted June 17th, 2019. Daddies and daughters, there's no other bond like it, a precious relationship indeed. Now the bond between a mother and a daughter is equally as rich. Highlighting the bonds between fathers, mothers, and daughters is not to discount the bond shared between a son and his parents, but I wouldn't know about sons. I do know familial bonds are something very powerful, no doubt. However, I do not have the blessing of sons, just daughters. And oh, how I love my daughters and their daddy. This week was one for the books. I spent Friday night enjoying time with Tim, the father to my daughters. Saturday, getting to hug on and laugh with my father and my brother. Then reminiscing with friends, or otherwise known as sisters and brothers from another mother, later that evening. Even later on Saturday evening and into Sunday morning, I enjoyed getting together just a little bit more with my brother and his family before heading back home to finish out the day with Tim and Isabella to celebrate Father's Day 2019. Yep, fathers are important. Our Heavenly Father provides His children with unconditional love, support, hope, peace. The list is infinitely long. Earthly fathers offer a treasure trove of experiences, lessons, insights, and wisdom as well. I like the descriptor of treasure trove because it means a valuable discovery, resource, or collection. My experiences with the fathers and grandfathers in my life have been just that, valuable. Additionally, I've seen my daughters receive the same valuable experiences from their fathers and grandfathers. Unfortunately, one consequence of living in a fallen world is there are those who do not receive a treasure trove from their biological fathers. These precious ones must lean sometimes even more passionately on their Heavenly Father. Others, countless others, no longer have access to their daddy because he's already moved into eternity. For these, memories are a lifeline. Then we have daddies like my Tim. Oh, he's a rich treasure trove for his daughters. That's a given. However, he now pours his experiences, lessons, insights, and wisdom into one baby because his firstborn, I am convinced, is helping Jesus ensure her daddy's dwelling place is just right for him. I'm not entirely convinced earthly fathers fully know and appreciate their value. Fathers are infinitely valuable. Paternal influence is realized for generations. Today's society seems to devalue the role of the father. Television, movies, books, and social media is full of sarcastic evidence of the big old goofy dad. This goofball father is portrayed as lazy and ignorant. Now, don't misunderstand. There is nothing wrong with celebrating our goofiness. I love my goofy man. I myself am chock full of goofiness. The problem occurs when most fathers are portrayed as insignificant in the media. I get uncomfortable when I see the family secretively keeping something from the father figure, often instigated by the mother. Going behind a father's back, well, anyone's back, is not a good tactic. Subtle devaluation quietly chips from the immense value and importance of a father's relationship with his children and or stepchildren and their mother and or stepmother. This chipping away in conjunction with a lack of awareness of the father's value can limit the developmental process no matter how old the child is. Are fathers innately perfect, all-knowing, and responsible for everything just because they are fathers? No, they're human beings. Should our fathers be valued, respected, and considered? No question about it. They are human beings that God, our Heavenly Father, created specifically for this role. Psychologists and other researchers have long studied the effects of fatherhood. Last year, there were approximately 70 million fathers in the United States, and 80% of them reported they were involved with their children's lives. Of this 80%, only slightly over half said they were doing a very good job of being involved. Three vital components are needed to define being involved, and they are positive engagement, which are interactions with the child that promotes development, warmth and responsiveness, which is meeting the child's needs in a warm and caring manner, and control, which means knowing where the child is and what they are doing. You can look for the full report in the American Psychological Association website under the Boys and Men's Practice Guidelines. Research has proven there are many positive benefits of involved fathers which occur over the lifespan of the child. Young children of involved fathers experience an increase in early language development, a lower incidence of developmental delays, improved adaptive skills, and fewer maladaptive behavioral issues. Elementary children reportedly experience higher levels of academic ability, a positive outlook regarding school, better reading and nonverbal skills, as well as social and emotional benefits. Adolescents of involved fathers are healthier, exhibit a higher sense of self-esteem, report fewer depressive symptomology, and note less drug abuse and delinquent behaviors. Adolescent daughters receive an additional bonus from their involved fathers. Teenage girls reported fewer internalizing behaviors. For example, the feeling of being withdrawn, feeling sadness, loneliness, or irritability, manifesting somatic symptoms, being fearful, or a lack of concentration. They feel better and are better. Not only do the children receive the benefit, but fathers do too. Research reveals when fathers are involved with their children, a generational benefit occurs, which leads to healthier relationships within the family unit. Additionally, there has been a link between parental involvement and the father's physical health. Of importance to me at this moment is the concept of empathy and compassion. Our ever-increasing exposure to the quick-fix society and social media pressure to maintain a positive pseudo-identity culture interrupts our ability to connect with others, specifically their vulnerability, insecurities, and needs. This lack of connectedness offers reduced opportunities to develop and manifest empathy and compassion. An article with Focus on the Family reports other benefits of involved fathers. An essential benefit to me was a 26-year-old study suggesting the primary factor involved with the development of empathy was indeed father involvement. Empathy, compassion, social skills, so many benefits from our fathers being involved. Father's Day is a day to celebrate, remember, and honor our earthly fathers. I want to encourage everyone to consider becoming more involved with not only our children, but with everyone, all human beings. Connect by becoming involved on an empathetic level, so compassion is evident in your life. Hopefully, it is quite easy to identify with your earthly father. However, if it is not, spend time reflecting on an earthly father you do admire. What are qualities that are evident that resonate with you? What are some ways you can manifest those qualities in your life? Last but certainly not least, bask in the love of our Heavenly Father. Research the qualities of God. Meditate on the goodness, peace, and wisdom He manifests. Ask yourself the same questions. What qualities are evident that resonate with you? How could you demonstrate those qualities in your own life? I'm feeling a little nostalgic with this Father's Day. Daddy is another term for one's father. Growing up and living in the Deep South, Daddy is a term of endearment I use. For me, it's a less formal, more emotional term than father. Yes, I believe daddies matter. However, I also think every human being matters. So, in honor of our daddies, whether biological or not, earthly or spiritual, Let us matter to someone else. Let our empathy take over as we reach out to someone else. A simple step to take is to call someone, anyone. Just put in a call to someone and let this person know you were thinking about them. That's it. If they don't answer, don't despair. Just leave a message to say, I just called to let you know I was thinking of you. Don't require them to call you back. Redirect the conversation back to them if they try to switch the focus to you. Just let someone know they matter. They will receive a jolt of a good dose of well-being hormones, and so will you. Savannah would call me almost daily. I now know she didn't want anything for the most part. No, she was calling to let me know she was thinking about me, and oh, how I wish I could hear her voice once again. Unfortunately, I won't. However, in honor of my father, my children's father, and my daughters, I'm going to make a call to let someone know they matter. By the way, please enjoy a picture that I have posted on my blog that shows my parents and my brother. These are the people who molded me. And in case you are wondering, we do know how to have a good time and have fun. God bless you as you do the same and thrive.